The phone with us is Beverly DiGiulio, the program, at least one of them, home-wise at Beverly DiGiulio on HGTV, also with an organization called Service Experts.
Yeah, and you know what? My new show on PBS, it's called Handy Ma'am, and I have both my daughters on
really?
That show. Yes,
well,
my youngest daughter has joined us.
And her, I know the other one is Christine?
Yes, uh-huh, and Angel.
Angel.
Yeah.
Now, was she? No,
she's
wait a minute.
Angel. I know.
Was
don't
she?
Don't even go there. You know, it was a time of my life that, I was divorced shortly after. And, you know, it was just a real emotional time. And I am so glad I named her that because she truly is an angel. And she gave me, you know, reasons to get up in the morning and just get on with my life. And so she's real special. She's real special to all of us. And the fact that both the girls now are joining me, it's made a quite interesting transition. And all of the things that Christine has learned over the last few years is being transferred then to Angel. So Chris takes on a lot of the segments and shows Angel how to do things, which, of course, in essence is showing the viewer how to do different projects. So we're real excited about that.
Now, I'm trying to remember our last conversation. However,
how long ago was that? I can't even remember when we talked.
It's year and a half?
I think I had just, I think my first book was just out, Handy Ma'am.
Yes.
Yeah, I think
yes.
So.
And tell me, well, no, tell all of the lady listeners that we have, when's the first time you ever picked up a hammer?
Oh, gosh. The very first time, I really don't remember. I mean, my mom and dad were both do-it-yourselfers, so as far as just picking it up, they may have just asked me to go pick up the hammer and hand it to them. I don't know, but do-it-yourself was just sort of ingrained in us kids as we were growing up. Not that we really stood and learned or took lessons from them, but it was like a way of life. I didn't realize there were plumbers that came into the house and did the plumbing because my dad, man, he'd go into the bathroom.
He'd fix anything.
Well, yeah, he'd go into the bathroom. You knew that toilet was running, and he'd come out. He didn't have a tool in his hand, and he fixed the toilet. And I was always kind of like, boy, he's magic, you know?
There you go.
Well,